He lived in the thought of death. Something in him said the old boy was right. He felt he had for years suspected something wrong, and this was it. Too much pressure in the pipes. Blew your conch off. He was through. Finished. Only he couldn't believe it. Me. I, Roy Hobbs, forever out of the game? Inconceivable. Maybe White Mustache was wrong. Maybe he was 100% dead wrong. The next evening, he sneaked out of the building. A cab got him to Knight's Field, and Happy Pellers, the astonished groundskeeper, let him in. A phone call brought Dizzy to the scene. Roy changed into uniform, and Happy donned catcher's gear. Dizzy prepared to pitch. Happy switched on the night floods to make things clearer. Dizzy practiced a few pitches and then served one over the middle. As he swung, Roy felt a jet of steam blow through the center of his skull. They gathered him up, bundled him into a cab, and got him back to the hospital where nobody had missed him. Roy made the specialist promise to tell no one about his condition. Mostly, his thoughts were dismal. That frightened feeling. Bust before beginning. He lay for hours staring at the window. Often the glass looked wet, though it wasn't raining. When the feeling passed, there was the necessity of making new choices. Since it was already the end of the season, he had about 4 months in which to cash in on testimonials, endorsements, personal appearances, and such like. But what after that, when spring training time came? He dared not think.